And the boy fancied it very much.
Huh?
The boy liked it very much. He said to his father, go catch that bird for me. So his father went towards it. To where the bird was perching on a twig.
Huh?
Where the bird was perched on a twig. And he was just about to catch it. It moved up a little higher. Then he climbed up after it. And once again it moved up a little higher. Then he climbed up after it again. But again it moved a little higher. Now the tree kept on growing. Taller and taller. And not long afterward, the man looked down again. And he saw that it was already high up in the air. But he could not do anything for himself. And pretty soon the tree reached high up and went through the sky. The bird reached the sky first. And the man came next. Then the tree began to go back down. All this time, Transformer was crying. And he said, the tree moved up to the sky with my son.
Huh?
He said, the tree moved up to the sky with my son. Then Transformer's son began to look around everywhere for people. But he didn't find anybody anywhere. Then pretty soon, he came upon five people. He asked them, so they asked him, where are you going? Well, I am not going anywhere. I am only looking for people. Where did you come from? Well, that tree grew up with me from below to the sky. And now I do not know how to get back down. So then they told him, would you like to go down again? If you want it, we will take you down. Certainly, I'd like to go down again. To the place where the tree grew up with me. Then they went back with him. Where the tree had grown through the sky. Then he was wrapped up in the skin of a whale. And it was tied in the middle. And whereupon he was let down again. And then they told him, when you arrive again below, shake this rope several times. Shake this rope several times.
She's right, it's a little for me to come here.
as soon as he reached the ground, he shook the rope several times.
I don't think that they couldn't have done that. Some of them.
Then he untied himself and went back into the house. After he arrived home, he asked his two children, now where is your grandfather?
I can still be there.
What is he doing?
Not playing.
Well, he is staying in the foothouse.
He's good about fire.
He is just crying all the time.
I'm your father.
Then what does he usually do whenever it gets dark?
Huh?
Then what does he do when it gets dark? He usually goes into the house and sings. He sings all the time. And dances the whole night. And what is more, he is trying to sleep with our two mothers.
Huh?
And what is more, he is trying to sleep with our two mothers. Well, you two go to him.
I have it.
And keep on telling that I have come back. So the two children went. And they came nearer to the
floodhouse.
They listened to the song that their grandfather was singing. The song sounded like this. The tree grew up with my son to the sky. Then after they came to him, they kept on telling him that their father had returned. But he told them, your father couldn't return. There is no way for him. The tree grew up into the sky with him. Oh yes, he came back. You are looking at the whale which we are eating. You are looking at the whale which we are eating. It is his present which you brought back. Here, please give me some of it. The old man says, here, give me some of it.
But do you please last on?
Then they gave him some. And he began to chew the whale meat. Then he said, here, I'm going to the house to see. Maybe my son has come back. Then he started out. He said, will you two watch me carefully? He was just staggering all about. Like a very, very old man. Then after he came to the house, he went inside. And he almost fell into the fire. Finally he sat down and asked his son, how did you come back? Well, the thunder's let me down again.
So yourself concerns.
They wrapped me up in the skin of a whale.
What other substance? Another substance.
In the meantime, the stones were already getting hot. And when these stones were very, very hot, the sun took them out. And he laid them down carefully. Just the length of a person. And after he had finished, the old man was sized and wrapped up into the whale skin. And he threw him on top of a hot rock. And the skin began to draw in with him. And pretty soon, not a single part of his body showed anywhere. Then he grabbed him again and threw him into the sea. Then he grabbed the old man again and threw him into the sea. Then a wind from the east began to blow. And blew him far out into the ocean. Then he arrived. He kept on floating in the sea for a long time. The skin of the whale kept him up. And finally started to spout. Then he looked back to the shore. And began to revolve in his mind. I wonder where I can go now. First I will travel in the water as a whale. Then after I get there, I will go back onto the land. Then I will examine the world. So that whenever something bad will live, I may cause it to disappear. So that whenever anything bad happens, I can cause it to disappear. Then he went south. And whenever he came to a river, he would just float for a long time and look around. And after finishing this, he would start out. Then he would come again to a river. And likewise, he would float around for a long time. He traveled like this for a long time. Then pretty soon he came back to the starting point. And floated in the ocean for a long time. It was not long when the whale was seen floating in the sea. This is why the whale always acts this way. Whenever he arrives at the mouth of the river, he usually floats around there for quite a little while. Now the transformer floated in the ocean for quite a while and began to think in his mind. I wonder what direction will I go when I arrive at that shore. First I will go in the northerly direction. Then the whale began to go toward the shore.
Aye.
And when he arrived inland, he stepped out from inside that hole. And after he arrived at the shore, he sent the whale back into the sea. And said, "You will just travel in the ocean. Only every year will you usually come ashore, so that people may eat you. You will not come to the shore all the time. Just at an ordinary place. Only where a person having many dentata shells will live. That's where you usually come ashore. Then, after the transformer was through telling the whale this, the whale went back into the water. And that is the way it is today. Whales do not usually choose his landing place. He does not land at any ordinary spot.